I don't envy Mr. Manning's new job. Here is the new president of the Toronto Argonauts, Bill Manning. Bill, first of all, congratulations, or conversely, condolences, as the case may be.
Well, Bob, if you remember, I came on your show, I think only a couple of days after I was announced for TFC, and I think you gave me the same welcome.
Yeah, well,
that worked out.
All right, so good for you. That worked out. You cast some kind of spell over the soccer team because they were incredibly horrible.
God awful.
Yeah, they were god awful. But this is a different scenario. This is not a bad product. This is a team that just won the Grey Cup, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
This is a team that intermittently over all these years, if you go back 30 years since attendance has been any good in this city for the Toronto Argonauts on a consistent basis, lots of wins, lots of Grey Cup championships, lots of banners, lots of parades.
Lots of good players.
Lots of good players. But the magic dust, you got to figure, is not for the team, it's for the fans. How do you turn this market around?
You know, for me, and you've talked about the winning, you have to have a good team. And you know, I look forward to supporting Jim and Mark to give them the tools they need to build off this Grey Cup. And I think part of my job now is to transition the Argos into this MLSE business machine that we have. And we've really done a good job the last couple of years with TFC and making sure we weren't forgotten about, with the Maple Leafs and the Raptors, and TFC's gotten into a really good place from a business perspective. And I think they're looking for me to have that same type of model with the Argos, to let the team side of both teams kind of run and do their thing, and then synergizing the business part with the folks at 50 Bay Street, so we can really leverage the bandwidth that the organization has. And this, I've worked for a lot of sports organizations. This organization is really good at selling tickets and building some buzz. So hopefully we can do that.
Are you going to sell tickets leveraging TFC?
No. We'll keep those separate. What I meant by that was more, we have so many people that we touch at MLSE. And so I imagine through the marketing group and various, surveys, or when they reach out, people that have an interest in football or the CFL, those will then become candidates to kind of reach out to for the Argos. But I don't plan on cross-selling the two teams.
Dave?
What about the sponsorships, advertisers, things like that?
It
happened years ago with the Leafs and Raptors.
Yeah, that's an area actually I think we can improve on. I think the Leafs and Raptors share a lot of the same sponsors. And so I think that's an area that we can improve on with the Argos. And we've been able to benefit, TFC has, again, through this kind of machine that we have at 50 Bay Street, to introduce us to a corporate world that maybe we wouldn't have gotten as a standalone team. And so I think now bringing the Argos into there, I think we can leverage some of that. Because if you look at it, I mean, pretty much you're bringing roughly, 15,000 or so with the Argos, 25,000-26,000 with TFC every single weekend now for a good 3-4 months here in Toronto, and I think that can sell to the corporate audience. And the TV numbers are fantastic.
All this is true, and I'm not here to stick a pin in the balloon, because you know what the balloon is.
I
two of my very closest and dearest friends for decades have been presidents of the Toronto Argonauts, Brian Cooper and Keith Pelley. Both did this job, and both ultimately, shrugged their shoulders and said, I did what I could, and both of them did good things, and both of them managed to raise the bar a little bit for a short period of time. I will confess this, neither one of them had the mountain to climb that you do, because attendance this past year was, I think, at an all-time low. I'm not sure that that's statistically accurate, but it's pretty close to being accurate.
Yeah, I think it was, 13.5?
Well, whatever was announced, I don't know. Announced and paid are maybe two entirely different things.
Yes, I know the equation, yep.
Yeah, so I'm not here to cast aspersion on the accounting abilities. So I don't know what it was. But it wasn't good.
Yep.
And I just... I'm sympathetic to your plight. I don't know what you can do to turn this market around. I'm hopeful that you can find that thing when nobody else has been able to.
Yeah, how I'm looking at it, and I have to see it as an opportunity, right? The last thing they want me to say is, it's never going to work. Is I think your two friends that handled this position, they certainly know what it's like to sit in this seat. They probably didn't have the resources, though, that we have at MLSE. And some Maybe. Of the synergies, I think, that we can find in the marketplace with our TV partners. And, that's I'm really looking to kind of untap some of that energy we had. And I look at what we've done with the soccer team these last couple of years, and this was a team in 2013 that was in bad shape. And we've been able to do a good job with that. And hopefully we can convince some people in this marketplace that it's a fun time to come out. And, the CFL is a good brand of football. And that's, like you said, it's going to take a lot of hard work. But what I like is you seem to have a really good football operation now. And I do think a winning product, people get excited about that. And hopefully we can convince the masses using our MLSE machine.
Well, you got a good guy running the team in Pop. You got a great coach.
No, Jim's a great guy. I don't know if you know this. I've gotten to know Jim fairly well. His two boys play soccer. So I've been helping him navigate kind of his son's decisions between going to play in the NCAA or going to turn pro.
Is that nepotism in any way, shape, or form?
Scandal.
I don't even want to get into that. Well, look, as I said, we wish you the best of luck. I mean, let me ask you this before I let you go. One of the things that I've always thought is critical, like over the last couple of years, I will tell you this honestly. There were many weeks where I did not know the Argos were playing until game day. I did not know what day they were playing. Yeah. And I confess that a lot of that is my own fault. But don't you think that there is a part of the agenda should be to get the Canadian Football League to try and give you at least two of the 4 days that the league plays? These are the days where Argonaut games are. So Argonaut games are either Thursday or Friday or Saturday or Sunday or Friday or Saturday, whatever they are. Home games should be as much as possible on the same day every week. I know that's hard with the TSN schedule, but don't you think that's important?
Yeah, no, I do. And I think, we've had this weird tap dance, and this actually I think will benefit both teams. We've had this weird tap dance with the Argos at BMO Field and who was selecting dates and who got the best dates and who got favorite dates. And now essentially it's going to lie with me, right? And to select the dates for both teams. And ideally, Bob, you're right. You want to have one day and kind of have a pretty consistent schedule, home 1 week, away 1 week, home 1 week, and whether it's a Saturday night or a Sunday afternoon or a Friday night.
Right.
So working with TSN on that, they're our partners on MLS too. And so I think that's an area we can improve on greatly, because I'm a big believer in consistency. When games, we had this challenge in MLS, games are all over the place. You're right. You literally lose ticket sales because people don't know.
They don't know the game's on. Yeah.
No, they don't know when you're playing, and then they give up the looking. They're like, I can't figure it out. Too much time. And so that's an area I think we can actually improve on greatly next year.
Billy, it's a daunting task, but we wish you great success with it. If you can bring back the buzz, both of us are old enough to remember when the Argos sold out every game, and it was an event.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a long time ago and a few stadiums ago, but maybe you can bring that magic back. We wish you good luck, and we thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it.
No, appreciate it, Bob. Thanks a lot.